This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, November 30. If God is for us, who can be against us? Our reading comes from Romans chapter 8. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, so that He might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those He predestined, He also called. And those He called, He also justified. Those He justified, He also glorified. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also, along with Him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, "For your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered." No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Today we come to the end of our month of reflecting on questions in the Bible, and we conclude with hope. In Romans 8, the Apostle Paul asks, "What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?" The things Paul's referring to are the teachings about salvation that he has discussed earlier, such as freedom from sin and death, the life-giving Spirit who lives in us, the new life we have as God's children, the promise of renewal despite suffering we may face today, and strength and hope to endure. Faith in Jesus doesn't remove all the struggles we may encounter in life. Still, we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Somehow, even despite bad things that can happen in our lives, God works to conform us to the image of His Son. Paul's question, "Who can be against us?" answers itself. If God is for us, of course no one can be against us. And Paul goes on to say, "In all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Pray with me. Dear God, we know that if You are for us, nothing can stand against us. Nothing can stand against us. By Your Spirit, guide us to live for You. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.